ब्रह्मैवाहमिदं जगच्च सकलम् ब्रह्मैवाहमिदं जगच्च सकलम् चिन्मात्र विस्तारितम् सर्वं चैतदविद्यया त्रिगुणया शेषं मया कल्पितम् इत्थं यस्य दृढा मतिः सुखतरे नित्ये परे निर्मले चाण्डालोऽस्तु स तु द्विजोऽस्तु गुरुरित्येषा मनीषा मम Are the three important points, Vedantic aspects. Two aspects have been already discussed in the first verse. That consciousness is the truth, the reality, with reference to an individual, which is distinct, which is not associated, connected to matter at all. Then this consciousness, the truth of the individual, is in fact, it extends, it goes beyond the individual, it pervades not only the individual, it is the truth of all the beings also. Therefore, these two statements in fact establishes the oneness of consciousness. We can say this, what the truth of the individual, one's own self, and the truth of all other beings is one and the same consciousness. When you say this oneness of the Jiva Ishvara Aikyam becomes established, the oneness of consciousness is established. How that we'll see it elaborately here. The best example, the nearest example we can give is the light. Now, in this hall there is light. In the presence of light, this mic, which is opaque in nature, shines. And light has nothing to do with the mic. Light is not the part of the mic. Light is not the product of the mic. Light is not the property of the mic. Light is an independent, different entity. And light is independent of this opaque mic. Light is not dependent on the mic to shine, to come to light. And this light pervades this entire opaque object. And here, is there light? If you say, light is very much there, because of the presence of that light alone, even the mic is evident. The mic, the opaque object, any opaque object is shining because of the very presence of the light. That does not mean light is limited by the boundaries of this given object, mic. Light extends, goes beyond the mic also. There also light is. But here you don't see the light. Even though light is. Light is here, light is here. Light is here. Light is everywhere. There is no place where light is not. But in this here, you see the mic, you see certain things, you see the curtain, and there is a gap, there is nothing. There is a light. Again there is light, and you see the mic, chair, now somebody sitting, Again, there's light. Again, there's another chair. There's a gap between that other stool and the chair. There's a gap between the stool and other curtain. Again, there's a gap. Light is everywhere. Light is one and the same. But here, when you see the opaque object, there light is very visible, because light is more evident. Why? Light is evident, but still, light is visible because the object is what? Reflecting medium. The opaque object happens to be the reflecting medium. That light is said to be manifest light. What about the light here? There's in between, there's a gap between that chair and this chair. In between, these two chairs shine in the presence of light. What about the gap in between the two chairs? There also light is, but here the light is what? Same light, but we say unmanifest or pure light, non-transacting light. Not, isn't it? There's light. So when is manifest light? When is unmanifest light? In the presence of reflecting medium, manifesting light, manifest light. In the absence of reflecting medium, pure light. Is there a gap between the light, that light and this light? So light is one. Light is indivisible, undivided, partless. But what happens when these two chairs are here? This chair shines in the light, that chair shines in the light. Now, because two different manifesting media, you say what now? Two manifest lights. They're seeming, it seems to be two different, two manifest lights. And in between, there's still light. It seems as though there is no light. So we have made two errors now. Our perception, in reality, light is one indivisible, partless whole. Light is the same, unchanging. But in our perception, what happens? Because of the reflecting media, there's a gap between what? Gap is between the reflecting media. But what do we say? We divide, as though light is divided. As though now the two reflected lights, because of the number of media. Isn't it? Similarly here, the same thing has been extended to consciousness also. Really speaking, between an individual and another individual, two individuals, suppose we're all here. It's a big thing for us. It's easy to understand, I, the self, am the consciousness distinct from the body mansions complex. And because of which body mind complex become alive, sentient and conscious. And consciousness pervades the entire body and enlivens the body. That much is okay. First stage of understanding is okay. Second stage of understanding is what? Consciousness is not limited by the boundaries of body mind complex. It goes beyond, it pervades all the minds and all the bodies, everything that is here. That is, as though there is in me one consciousness, in you another consciousness. And in between you and me, there is no consciousness. That is a big thing for us to understand, isn't it? Even though we sing, Madatma Sarvabhutatma, it is difficult to comprehend. This is the truth. Even a simple example of light, with reference to an opaque object, light is manifest light. In the absence of opaque object, there is no object is here. Therefore, light is, but light is without being manifest, without being visible. When opaque object, the reflecting medium makes it manifest. See, is there light or not in between? Light is very much there. Are there two different lights, that chair and this chair? With reference to this chair, light is what? Reflected light one. With reference to object number two, manifest light number two. With the number of media, in keeping with the number of media, the number of manifestations also what? Vary. Number also varies. Manifestations, how many manifest lights are there? One light alone seems to be manifest as many, because manifest, the media of manifestation, manifesting media are many. Really speaking, light is one. And then this light seems to be divided also, because of the, because in between you see the light being unmanifest, as though it is divided. That is a good example, isn't it? Similarly, consciousness, if it is consciousness is one, it pervades everything, and consciousness is the truth of the individual. It is available for recognition as very I, as the content of I. And what about the consciousness pervades everything else means how? In other person, other individual, consciousness is manifest. It's a manifestation of consciousness, which you see in him of life. And in between the two people, what about consciousness? Is there or not in the space? Space also is in consciousness only. But that consciousness, you don't objectify. You can't see. You can't hear. You can't smell. You can't taste. There is consciousness, not manifest. It is available as I when you say pure consciousness. When you see anything else also, what knows? Manifest consciousness. Any object is what? Every object is manifest consciousness. A subject, pure consciousness. There's no gap between consciousness. There were two errors. One is what? Consciousness, wherever, when you say consciousness is, light is manifest here, manifest there, manifest in other object. The three, between the light is manifest here on this. Light is on the mic, not off the mic. So light is on the body, isn't it? The two different reflecting media. This is the one reflecting medium, another reflecting medium. And in between there is a gap. No object is there. Another reflecting medium. Again, another reflecting medium. And big gap. Light is there or not? In every gap, there is no gap. Isn't it? So what we count in keeping with the manifesting media, the manifestations being many, we think there are many. So plurality of consciousness is the number one error in our perception. Because I am consciousness, you are consciousness, you are consciousness. So how many say no? Manifesting media are many. So this is our error in our perception, is plurality of consciousness. Then consciousness being divided. Because wherever there is no manifestation, then we will say what now? Consciousness ends here or what? Light, does the light end with this opaque object or what? What about in between the gap? There is very much light. Similarly, between every object, between any number of manifesting media, there is consciousness. Consciousness is there in the manifesting media, is there Now, where even there is no object, consciousness is. But there is unmanifest. So, consciousness is everywhere, always. How? Either vyakta rupena, avyakta rupena va, chaitanyam samvit sada bhatada asti. Consciousness is always there. Everywhere it is. Either as the manifest consciousness or as pure consciousness. I don't want to use for unmanifest. Pure consciousness. But this consciousness is not divisible. It is spotless whole. But you can't see through physical eyes the consciousness being here in between these two objects. Light, you see, this light is different. Gross example. You can't see consciousness being here. Is it clear? This is the lesson number. We understood these two. Therefore, there's no in between the reflecting media, consciousness is, but is not manifest. On all these different objects, consciousness is manifest. But consciousness is in fact one, is indivisible, partless whole. Therefore, consciousness is the only reality of all the beings. This is the second lesson we have seen. After having said these two lessons, now we reduce only what now? Conscious. Okay, now the third lesson has to come. If the third lesson doesn't come, what is the problem? What's the third lesson now? Okay, I the self am the consciousness. The consciousness is the self of all the beings, number one entity, and other one is what? Prakritihi. No, the consciousness is Purushaha, and we have Prakritihi, the matter. And there are people, you know, belonging to Sankhya philosophy, a Sankhya philosophers. They say, consciousness is an independent reality. Matter also is an independent reality. Both are realities. Two realities according to Sankhya's. Consciousness and matter. I, the consciousness, am. Then what? Then the entire I, the pure consciousness. Then I, the self, am the pure consciousness. Then the entire jagat, which is inert material prapanchaha, is what? Matter, isn't it? Matter. So consciousness and matter, two entities, two independent realities, according to Sankhya philosophers. If we also stop with these two lessons of Vedanta, we'll also be sounding like Sankhya philosophers. But Vedanta doesn't say that. And we have one more. There are people called materialists. The materialists, what do they say? According to them, there is only matter soup. And then, that is the reality for them. That is the original reality. And what about this? See, the materialists also Advaitins. Why? Because for them, matter is the only reality. And consciousness is what now? Incidental, which comes in the process of evolution. So for people for whom matter is the predominant and consciousness is the incidental thing, they are materialists. Whereas who are the spiritualists? What is spirituality? Who are the spiritualists? For whom consciousness is the only reality, matter is mithya. It's a big difference, isn't it? So here, therefore the third lesson is very, very important and unique lesson. And here the Shastram says, actually, the whole matter is nothing but, is nothing, really speaking, matter is not. Is there an ocean? is the really ocean? If you say I see water, I see ocean. If you ask the question, is there ocean? Yes, ocean is very much there. It is useful. Because usefulness is there, what? Ocean is very much useful. It is no ocean, simply what is there? Ocean is there. That is why swimming is possible, fishing is possible, boating is possible, shipping is possible, all transactions are possible. Usefulness. Ocean is there. But is really ocean there? If you say, you cannot say ocean is not there at all. Like a Swamiji said, gave the example, no? Turtle with the hair, isn't it? That is not there. But ocean is not non-existent thing. But ocean is not absolutely real also. It is a relative empirical reality which is there as though. Because remove the water, ocean will disappear. Therefore, ocean, that is why that which cannot exist independently is called mithya. So, absolutely the existence of ocean is dependent on the existence of water. Therefore, the reality is only one, that is water. You cannot count the ocean as a second reality because it has no independent existence. The ocean has no countability, no substantiality. Because it doesn't exist independently, therefore what? Ocean is water when you say, you establish what? Non-duality of water with reference to ocean. Similarly, here also with reference to the entire prapanchaha, which is inclusive of every individual's body, mansions, complex, the material prapanchaha is nothing but what? Mithya. Because it has no independent existence, it cannot be counted as a second entity, second independent reality. Minus consciousness, matter will be non-existent. Because inert. It is similar, exactly like minus water, ocean will be non-existent. So minus consciousness, the matter and the material prapancha will be non-existent. Minus light, opaque object will be non-existent. Therefore, it is the matter, material prapanchaha is absolutely dependent on the existence of consciousness to have the status of being existent. Therefore, the prapanchaha is not neither asat tuchyam. It is not unreal. It is not a non-existent thing, but nor can it be taken as absolutely real. It is empirically real, which is seemingly there, which is as though, but satyam is, the reality is only consciousness. Therefore, what? The whole prapancha is nothing but Brahman, the consciousness. So, we do not say two realities are there. Sankhya say two independent realities. But Vedanta says, reality, what is there is only reality. Not one reality. Only reality. Anything else, whatever is there other than the reality is as though there were mithya. There is no second thing, not a reality. There is no second thing other than consciousness. This is the vision of non-duality. So Advaita Siddhihi. Now, the vision of non-duality becomes very clear only when you understand the matter, the maya, matter as what? Mithya. Is it clear now? Only thing is, maya, this prakriti, the matter, in fact, serves as a manifesting media. That matter doesn't exist outside of consciousness. Isn't it? So that's third lesson is give presented in this second verse. Is it clear now? First lessons are over in the first lesson, first verse. The third lesson. So the first lesson, by presenting first two lessons, the stages of understanding, it resolves our two errors. What are the two errors? No, errors in our perception. Plurality of consciousness is resolved. Then, divisibility of consciousness. Two errors are possible in our perception. That is resolved through the first two lessons. The third lesson establishes the oneness of consciousness, and also the matter is not an independent entity, reality. But matter is not there at all. Matter is nothing but reality, the consciousness. Isn't it? So the non-duality is established in the next lesson, with which the main Vedantic, the third lesson of the Vedantic teaching is presented here.
Brahmaivahamidam jagaccha sakalam. Vahamidam jagaccha sakalam chinmatra vistaritam.
Chinmatra vistaritam.
Therefore, what he says, Brahma eva aham. First we have sa eva aham. Now we say Brahma eva aham. Aham Brahma eva. The content of I, the substance of the substantive I, is nothing but pure consciousness, the existence, which is Brahman. Brahma eva aham. Now, what is this Yajurveda? Rig is over, isn't it? Yajurveda Mahavakyam. This Yajurvediya Upanishad is Brihadaranyakam. And from the Brihadaranyakam, the Mahavakyam is Aham Brahmasmi, which begins with that Brahma eva aham. Aham Brahma asmi. So that was Aham Brahma eva asmi, Aham Brahmasmi. So Brahma eva aham. Then idam jagacha. Not only I am Brahman. Look at this. I the self am the consciousness, which is the existence. What about this idam jagat cha? Idam jagat cha. This jagat also. Idam jagat. This universe. I the self am the consciousness. I am consciousness. What about this jagat? What about the... Now, I, when you say, you mean I is equal to consciousness. What about jagat now? Jagat means the world of objects, which is inclusive of your body, mind and complex. What about the jagat? Cha, cha and idam jagat. Idam jagat, this universe also is Brahman. That is very important. I am Brahmasmi, you are not Brahman means what? Isn't it? Aham Brahmasmi, not Aham Brahmasmi, but what? Idam jagat cha Brahma. This jagat also is Brahman. This entire universe is Brahman. Idam jagat cha. Sakalam. It is sakalam jagat cha. And this entire universe also is Brahman. If one wave happens to say, I this wave am water, the H2O. And the wave has to say what? This entire ocean, all the waves are water. It has to say. Similarly, here also, we have to say what? I itself am the consciousness, Brahman. Idam sakalam jagat cha. This entire cosmos also is what? Brahman. Sakalam chinmatra vistaritam. It's only what? Chinmatra vistaritam. It's just the manifestation of only consciousness. Consciousness alone. The entire ocean is manifestation of H2O alone. Similarly here, chinmatra vistaritam. It's only manifestation of the consciousness alone. The whole prapanchaha, the matter and the material prapanchaha is nothing but manifestation of consciousness alone. Chinmatra means Tamil Mariya. It comes as matra means only. Chinmatra vistaritam is only manifestation of consciousness alone. Chinmatra vistaritam. How he says, சர்வம் ச ஏத்தது, சர்வம் ச ஏத்தது, ஏத்தது சர்வம் ச, திஸ் என்டையர் அகம் பிரம்ம, திஸ் என்டையர் காஸ்மாஸ் ஆல்சோ இஸ் பிரம்ம, தெர்ஃபோர் வாட் யூ டோன்ட் இன்ட் சென்ட் காஸ்மாஸ் இஸ் பிரம்மன், ஐ ஆம் எவ்ரி திங், திஸ் என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் தி மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன் ஆஃப் தி ஒன்லி கான்சியஸ்னஸ், தி செல்ஃப். சர்வம் ச ஏத்தது, ஏத்தது சர்வம் ச, திஸ் அண்ட் திஸ் என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ், மயா கல்பிதம், இட் ஹாஸ் பீன் ப்ரொஜெக்டட் பை ஓ மை ஓன் பவர், மாயா சக்தி, மயா பை மீ அலோன், விச் மீ, பை மீ தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ் அலோன், நாட் பை ஆக்ஷன், பை மியர் பிரசன்ஸ், by me the consciousness alone, maya kalpitam projected, created, this whole cosmos has been created, projected by my own power, my idam sarvam maya kalpitam, the whole cosmos has been, you know, brought into manifestation by my own maya kalpitam. How he says அசேஷம் சர்வம், இதம் அசேஷம் சர்வம், திஸ் என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ், அசேஷம் மீன்ஸ் என்டையர், திஸ் என்டையர் காஸ்மாஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் ஹஸ் பீன் கிரியேட்டட் பை மீ. ஹவு? அவித்யா த்ரிகுணயா, அவித்யா ஹியர் மீன்ஸ் மாயா, பை மை ஓன் கிரியேட்டிவ் பவர், சக்தி, அண்ட் விச் இஸ் ஆஃப் the three faculties. Triguna means what? Triguna means Trigunaya, Avidyaya means the Maya Shakti, which is of the three faculties, like Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Dravya Shakti, the power of inertia, the power of activity, and the power of knowledge. The power is manifest as what? The power of knowledge, power of activity, and power, the power, inertia, power of inertia, these threefold powers. Maya, the constituent of these threefold powers, we had it already in the class. With this power of Shakti alone, I have, it has been created by me alone. By me alone, the whole universe has been created. When you say by me alone, if your eye is in consciousness, then it is correct. If eye is not in consciousness, it will be such a vague statement. That is why I say it will baffle you, really. What is this? I created the universe? Which I? What is creation? The whole Jagat has been brought into manifestation by me, the consciousness, by my own power of Maya, Avidya is Maya Shakti, constituent of threefold faculties, threefold powers. Is it clear now? And here the doubt might come, therefore, so what? This universe is non-separate from me. I am non-separate from the universe. The whole universe is me, the consciousness. You resolved what now? Yeshwara, you resolved the Jiva, you resolved what now? Jagat also now. Jiva, Yeshwara Aikyam was over now. Yeshwara Brahm, Jagat Aikyam also is over now. The whole, see, I am consciousness, Aham Brahma. Consciousness is Brahman. I am consciousness of Aham Brahma. The whole universe is Brahman, the consciousness. You are what? I am this whole universe. So Shastra says, you are the whole. You are consciousness. Everything else is consciousness. The whole universe is consciousness. Therefore, the whole you are the whole universe. So Aham Brahma, Aham Brahma, Aham Brahma Yeva, Idam Jagat Cha Sakalam Jagatapi, what? Brahma Yeva, Chinmatra Vistaritam, ஏதத் சர்வம் ச. சர்வம் ச ஏதத், இஃப் யூ டேக் இட், ஏதத் சர்வம் ச, ஏதத் அசேஷம் சர்வம் ஜகத். அகைன் யூ கேன் ஆட், ஏதத் சர்வம் அசேஷம் ஜகத் மயா அவித்யா த்ரிகுணயா கல்பிதம், மயா கல்பிதம், இட் ஹஸ் பின் கிரியேட்டட் பை மீ அலோன், ப்ரொஜெக்டட் பை மீ அலோன். ஹவ்? பை மை ஓன் பவர் ஆஃப் தி கிரியேட்டிவ் பவர் கால்ட் மாயா, எண்டவுட் வித் த்ரீ ஃபோல்ட் பவர்ஸ் ஆர் த்ரீ ஃபோல்ட் ஃபேக்கல்டிஸ். இஸ் கிளியர் நவ்? நவ் த டவுட் கம்ஸ், ஹவ் இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள் டு கிரியேட்? திஸ் இஸ் வேர் யூ ஹேட் டு ரிமெம்பர். In Upanishad, there is a sentence. Tat srishtva tadeva nupravishat. Created, having created, you have entered into that. How? To understand this, our Shastram presents our own dream experience. When you fall asleep, you're all laughing. When you fall asleep, already we are sleeping. I'm happy you're all laughing, so you're not sleeping. I told Pareshji already. He asked me, won't ask Swamiji to talk before you and you talk, because I had to go back, so let me not sleep in the class. I can listen and go. I said, I can't help, because Swamiji is sleeping now. Swamiji is resting. So I said, I allow you to sleep. At least my class can make you sleep. I'm still your resting. That's good, isn't it? You can be fresh in the class, I said. So what I'm saying here, see, when you fall asleep, after a while, you have the power of Nidra, Nidra Shakti, the power of sleep, no? Then you create the dream prapancha. The whole dream is nothing but thought. You create dream time, dream space, and dream matter, dream material, isn't it? Dream living beings, dream non-living things, all dream, okay? Dream non-living things, dream party, dream pain, dream unpleasantness, dream pleasure, and dream surprises, and dream excitement, dream disappointments, dream fear, everything dream. And you create, where is the dream? Whole dream. Where? You created the whole dream. With what? With Nidra Shakti. You are the waker. Please listen to me carefully. You are the waker. You the waker. With the power of Nidra Shakti, power of sleep, you created the dream time, dream space, and dream objects, and dream world. You created a dream body for you also. Your own dream body you have created, and you have entered there. How? How did you enter? Didn't you enter? When you wake up, you say, I saw somebody in my dream, which then you, isn't it? You have your own dream body. You create, your body is sleeping. But in your mind, you have another body. Dream body, you have created a dream body. Tat srishtva tadeva anupravishat. Tadeva anupravishat. You created the dream body and you are there. You are part of the dream prapancha. That is why you, when something is happening and you are so excited about the dream pleasant experience, and even after waking up, the pleasant memories of the dream, how nice it was. I wish it was real. So nice to have that party. The food was very tasty. People all were very good. You know, everybody came and so on. It was so pleasant. The memory goes. The pleasant dream experience again lingers in your mind for some more time. The same way, you're chased by somebody, some thief or something. You're so frightened in the dream. And the same fear, even after waking up, the dream, the fear is there some more time. So much of effect is highly effective, that is. That means the dream, pleasant experience, unpleasant experience, both have know, both are very effective in the sense it continues even after you wake up from sleep. That means the whole dream prapanchaha, when you have created. Is it possible or not? But when you are dreaming, the dream is so much real for you. You are there. You are part of the dream. If you are not part of the dream, you created the dream prapancha. If you were not part of the dream prapancha, then you wouldn't have been a victim of fear and pleasant experience, unpleasant experience. And the dream teacher comes, dream Vedanta teacher also. And then he tells, come on, you are, it is your own creation. This dream prapancha is your own creation, your own projection, in your own mind. You are different, you are waker, you are different from the dream, you are not affected by any of the dream experience. But it is very difficult to believe when you are in dream. Therefore, the teacher has to shake you and really, really what now? He has to wake you up. And then you wake up when you associate your, when your identity is there as a waker. As a waker, you can see how true it is. The whole dream is your own creation. Not by doing anything. What is the power? What is the power you had to create the dream without doing any action? Just being. Power of Nidra. Nidra Shakti. Hurried in this, no? Yo Mudraya. We hurried in that Dakshinamurti Stotram. With the power of sleep, you could create the dream prapancha. But to understand the whole dream prapancha is me, none other than me. My own, no, maya kalpitam nidraya. Nidraya shaktya maya kalpitam. When will you say that? When you wake up. When you are sleeping, when you are dreaming, you know, you isolate. You can't see that being one. Where is the dream world? For a waker, where is the dream world? Is it outside of him? Is it inside him? Or is it just the himself? Similarly here also, that is the best example. That's what we have to understand here. He says, Sarvam yet, that is a short dream, isn't it? That is a swapna. This life or this prapancha also, the seemingly real prapancha also, or the world which is seemingly real, empirically real prapancha, which seems to be absolutely real now, because our perception, it is really, we can't understand how this prapancha is not real, seemingly real, empirically real, but it seems to be absolute, it looks as though it's absolutely real. Prapancha also is what now? Mahan swapnaha, dirgha swapnaha. Because from that swapna you wake up. From this swapna to wake up, isn't it? To see the waker, I myself am the waker, isn't it? The whole dream, the swapna prapancha is just my own maya kalpitam, nidraya. Same way you can say when this etat sarvam asesham jagat avidyaya trigunaya maya kalpitam. The whole prapancha is me, the consciousness. I am consciousness. All that is here is consciousness. The whole prapancha is consciousness. Therefore, I the self am this whole prapancha. Aham idam sarvam. Sarvam kalu idam brahma. Aham brahma. Sarvam kalu idam brahma. What? Aham idam sarvam. I am everything. This is where Advaitam, Advaita Drishti is established. Is it clear now? So the third lesson comes here. Have you got it now? Very beautiful. Do you see the beautiful, how beautiful it is? Maybe. Because you see, I should do my class early in the morning actually. We will do that. Yeah, I think we should have had it actually. See, I tell you, I wish we had, this Bhavan had some more rooms, we could have had it. If they allowed us to sleep in the hall, we would have had it actually, 5 o'clock. 5 to 12:30, 1 o'clock, big lunch and sleep. And again, 6 o'clock, only class. We could have had it actually. Anyway, unfortunately, we cannot stay together, that's the problem, isn't it? That is how we are supposed to do. So Swamiji in Gurukulam, she never believed in the 2 o'clock classes. He always says, always, that's why 5:30 program begins. After lunch, we have had to go and rest. Not sleeping and snoring, small naps, so relaxation. No class, that's all. And 3 or 4 o'clock, go to Ganga and have a dip and come back fresh. Here, we'll freeze here if we go for a shower anyway. Okay. I got it now. So, sarvam cha etad avidyaya trigunaya asesham maya kalpitam jagaccha idam jagaccha sakalam chinmatra vistaritam aham brahma eva. In these two lines, what he has established is, I the self am the consciousness. This entire universe also is nothing but manifestation of consciousness only. Why? Because I the self am alone. No, I alone. This whole universe has been projected, created by me alone with my own Maya Shakti, the constituent of three faculties, the power of knowledge, the power of activity, and power of inertia. Therefore, there's nothing outside of me. The third lesson also is over. I got it now? Three important lessons in Vedanta. With the two lessons, you will become a Sankhya philosopher. The third lesson alone, you become a Vedanti. Ittham yasya dridhamatihi. Ittham yasya dridhamatihi. In this manner, itta means in this manner, ippadiyaha, in this manner, yasya, whoever has dridhamatihi, firm knowledge, doubt-free knowledge. Dridhamatihi means dridham jnanam, dridha prajna, same meaning. Matihi is a feminine gender word of manaha, but matihi here means knowledge. Na vidhiyai matiyal vellalam. So matihi means knowledge. Matihi also means mind, because knowledge is mind, isn't it? Therefore, itham, in this manner, yasya dridha matihi. Firm knowledge. So with regard to Atma, what is his? I the self am the consciousness. Sukhatare nitye pare nirmale yasya dridhamatihi. One who has firm knowledge with regard to the self, referring to one's own self, one has very firm knowledge. What? The self is the consciousness which is of the nature of limitlessness. Sukhatara. Sukhataram. Sukhatara, when you say, Sukham itself means happiness, which means limitlessness. Sukhatare, the consciousness which is of the nature of limitlessness. And Nitye, the consciousness which is of the nature of changelessness, beginninglessness, endlessness, are eternal. And Pare, which is absolute. Consciousness is the absolute reality. Consciousness is of the nature of eternity. Consciousness is of the nature of limitlessness. And that consciousness is of the nature of purity also. Purity means what? Nothing. No, it is free from all deficiencies, defects and now impurities and blemishes, therefore nirmalam. So sukhatara samvit, nitya samvit, para samvit, nirmala samvit, isn't it? So that is the consciousness, and that with regard to what is for him, the firm knowledge is there in that self being consciousness, which is of the nature of this sukhatara, nitya, para, nirmala. For him, what is self? What is the meaning of the word I? Meaning of the word I is consciousness. Definitely not the body, not the matter. And this is distinct, this is an entirely different entity. Nothing, not associated, connected to the matter at all. It's independent entity which pervades this body, minds, complex, which pervades all the bodies, all the minds, no, which pervades all the beings, which pervades the entire cosmos, in fact, which is the very existence of the entire cosmos. That consciousness, which is the existence of the universe alone, is the meaning of the word I, which is there is no other I. There is no substance for substantive I. What is the substance of the substantive I? The substantive way will disappear without the substance water. What is the substance of the substantive I, actually? Really speaking, there is nothing other than consciousness. Isn't it? That's what it is. Dridhamatihi. There is no doubt at all. Dridhamatihi. He is firm, very clear about the self being, pure consciousness. And that consciousness, what is it consciousness? Consciousness which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is of the nature of sorrowlessness, which is of the nature of the beginninglessness, timelessness, nitya, which is of the nature of timelessness, which implies changelessness and beginning, endlessness, and which is the absolute. There is no, nothing other than consciousness, absolute, and which is free from all impurities and blemishes. Therefore, that consciousness is the self for whom, and not only the self for whom, there is nothing other than the self is for him. The one who has the firm knowledge that there is nothing other than the self, the consciousness, which is sukataram, nityam, param, nirmalam, and which alone has created this whole cosmos with the power of Maya Shakti. Therefore, the whole cosmos also is manifestation of that only consciousness alone. The universe, even though it's a manifest jagat, is nothing but manifestation of consciousness alone. There's no matter other than consciousness. Even if you say there's no other than consciousness, there's no matter. There's no any upekabhi other than the light. Light is, the upek also is. Therefore, the whole prapancha is just the manifestation of consciousness, Brahman alone. Iti yesya an aha, that Brahma ahamasmi. Is it clear now? Consciousness is the reality Brahman. The whole prapancha is manifestation of consciousness, and that consciousness, which alone is manifest as the whole prapancha, is none other than myself. I am that consciousness. Iti yasya dridha matihi. One has firm knowledge. Saha chandalaha astu. Dvijaha astu. Let him be a chandala. Let him be a dvijaha. Saha guruhu iti. He is the guruhu. He is to be revered as the guruhu. He is an adorable person. Iti, this is my firm conviction. Then now, in these two verses themselves, actually only in these two verses, Shankara Bhagavatpada has brought about the three essential, three important aspects of the teaching. I got it now. Three have been brought out. Hope you understood that. Okay. See, I'm not teaching anything new here. I'm only teaching the presentation of subject matter. What are the three aspects of the teaching, and how first two aspects are brought in the first sentence, first verse, the next one is brought in the second verse.
Shashvanashvarameva Vishwamakhilam. Nischitya vacha guroho.
Nischitya vacha guroho.
Nityam brahma nirantaram.
Nityam brahma nirantaram.
Vimrushata.
Vimrushata.
Nirvyaja shantatmana.
Nirvyaja shantatmana.
Bhutam bhati cha duskrutam.
Bhutam bhati cha duskrutam.
Pradahata.
Pradahata.
Samvinmaye pavake.
Samvinmaye pavake.
Prarabdhaya samarpitam.
Prarabdhaya samarpitam.
Svavapuritye shamanisha mama.
Svavapuritye shamanisha mama.
Shashvat Nashwaram Yeva. Shashvat, definitely. Nashwaram Eva. Nashwaram, subject to destruction, perishable alone. What is definitely subject to destruction? What is definitely perishable? Akhilam Vishwam. Akhilam Vishwam. This entire universe is subject to change. Subject to, it is perishable. It is subject to change. See, perishable, destruction, whenever we use all these words, we mean only the constant change. Not being changeless. We don't mean total destruction. Relative destruction is what? Change only. So definitely, akhilam vishvam, this entire universe, entire universe other than consciousness, whatever is what? World of objects. All the objects of knowledge is subject to, is constitute the jagat, the universe is subject to destruction. Definitely. Shashvat, akilam vishwam, nashwaram yeva. You have no say over that. Iti nischitya. Nischitya, you know, being decisive, having very clearly understood the nature of the matter, nature of the material prapancha. This entire universe is nothing is permanent in this universe. Everything is impermanent. Everything comes and goes. Everything is subject to change. Definitely this universe is subject to its destruction. It is perishable. Nischitya. Then what happens now? Once nischeha comes, means dispassion is there. Therefore, when you decide about it, then guroho vacha. Guroho vacha. Then you approach a teacher. This whole teaching is brought up very quickly here. First line says what now? Dispassion, one becomes mature. Only when a person discovers dispassion. One can discover dispassion only a person understands the limitations of the world, that nothing in the world is permanent, everything is impermanent. The understanding has to happen. Now, nitya anitya vastu vivekaha. When you have, naturally there will be dispassion. What is nityam? Everything is anityam in this universe. Everything is anityam. That is what is said differently here. Shashvat Akhilam Vishwam Nashwarameva. Nashwarameva. Understand, Nischitya. Then he approaches a teacher. Why? He wants the absolute, the permanent one. When you understand the whole, nothing in the world is permanent, naturally if you are interested in the permanent thing, eternal thing, you approach the teacher. Then the teacher teaches. That is true. The whole prapancham is mithya. Whole prapancham is subject to destruction, change. Nothing is permanent. But what is permanent here? Nityam Brahma. No, Guroho Vacha. By teaching of Guroho Vacha means by the teaching of the teacher. Through teachers, by through the words of the teaching, teacher. From the words of the teacher, through teaching from the guru, he understands what is Nirantaram. Nirantaram, Tamil people also know. Nirantaram. What is that which is permanent? Is what? Nirantaram, Nityam, actually. What is eternal there? Nityam, Brahma. Brahman alone is permanent. And a person understands, and that Brahma, Tvamasi, what is absolute? What is eternal? What is permanent is Brahman, only Brahman, and that Brahman, none other than you. You are that Brahman. Other than you, the Brahman, the consciousness, existence, the whole prapancha is impermanent. When a person understands this, he knows what is impermanent, he also knows what is permanent. Then what he says, what does he do now? Nirantaram Brahma, no, Nirantaram Vimrishati. Nirantaram Vimrishati means, then he dwells upon that reality. And how does he dwell upon reality? Brahman, Nirvyaja Shantatma Bhutva. Shantatmana. Nirvyaja means disturbance free. Vyaja means disturbance. Nirvyaja means disturbance free. Disturbance free, quiet minded, tranquil minded. Nirvyaja Shantatma means the person who is tranquil minded, free from disturbances. Mentally undisturbed, tranquil minded. Undisturbed, tranquil minded person is said to be Nirvyaja Shantatma. This, as a tranquil minded, disturbance free minded, when a person constantly dwells upon, continuously, constantly dwells upon one Swarupma of one's own self as Brahman. Having understood that Swarupma of Brahman, how does he know Brahman? You can't dwell upon Brahman by yourself without knowing what Brahman is. So having understood that Brahman through the teaching from the Guru, see how in one word he also brings about the all sadhana chatushtaya sampatti. He also emphasizes what? The importance of sampradaya also. Guroho vacha nityam brahma. Having understood Brahman through teaching, from the teacher, when a person constantly is dwelling upon the sarupa of Brahman as one's own self, being disturbance-free, tranquil-minded, then what happens for him? Jnanam happens. Knowledge happens naturally. And what does the teacher teach here? In this verse, Tattvam Asi Mahavakyam is not directly given here, only hinted here. Guroho Vacha, that sentence, Guroho Vacha, those two words imply, hint the teaching of the Mahavakyam, Tattvamasi. Guru, what does the Guru teach? Tattvam Asi. Guroho Vacha, the two words, through the two words is a commentary, okay, for this thing. The Guroho Vacha, by the words of Guru, this person understands means, what would the teacher have taught? What would he have taught? He would have told that Brahman you are. He would have told that. Therefore, Tattvamasi is not directly presented here, but is hinted. So, Shankar Bhagavatpada hints that Tattvamasi Mahavakyam of Chandogya Upanishad from Samaveda. Samavediya Chandogya Upanishadaha, this Mahavakyam Tattvamasi is hinted by these two words, Guru Ho Vacha. Understand? Because there is no Tattvamasi, you can't search for Tattvamasi here. It is not given. The one line, he says so much, you know that. First this person becomes mature. Who is a mature person? One who knows the perishability of the world being perishable, the world being impermanent, world being not permanent, world being not dependable for one's happiness and security. Therefore, Shashvat Nashwaram Eva Vishwam Akhilam. Solrapya Purina, Solrapya Purunja. Ida Vishwam Akhilam Shashvat Nashwaram Eva Iti Nischitya. Then he approaches the teacher. For what? For the what permanent. Understanding the entire world being impermanent. Now he wants that parunitya nirantara sukham. What is that which will bless me with that everlasting eternal happiness and security? What is absolute eternal reality? I want to know when the thirst drives him, chases him, urge really pushes him. Then he can't help. People ask how to find a guru, how to. You will just stumble upon a teacher. Means what? The search should be to the right. It's also Swami said, no, vina punyena pumsam nasti advaita vasana. So that, you all must have done a lot of punyam, lot of prayers, lot of bhajans, I mean pura janma. That is why you are able to sit, otherwise you won't be able to sit here also for a long time. Swami was saying, didn't he? So, this is what he says he means here. So when the person understands and the urge chases a person, and then definitely he approaches the teacher. And then the teacher teaches him. For what? For knowing. For gaining the knowledge of the absolute. Absolute cannot be gained. Cannot be attained. Absolute is something to be understood. Absolute cannot be believed. Absolute cannot be gained also. Therefore, teaching is a must. Absolute is something to be understood, not to be gained in terms of knowledge only. Therefore, teaching is a must. And therefore, the teacher teaches. And what does he teach? What would he have taught? Tat Brahma, the permanent. You are seeking the permanent. You are searching for the permanent. It's very good. You have understood Akhilam Vishwam Shashvat Nashwarameva. This entire universe is impermanent. Entire universe subject to destruction. It is perishable. That you have understood. But what you want to understand now is what is the permanent. That permanent what you want to understand is you. The absolute you want to understand is you. Tat Tvam Asi. So, Guru Ho Vacha, two words, hint the Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. Is it not directly presented, but hinted by these two words. When the teacher taught, what knowledge would have taken, what vision would have he got? Na, Aham Brahma Asmi. Isn't it? When he understands, I the Self am the consciousness. He would have got that vision. Having got the vision, it is easy to understand what I am, but also it is very difficult to break the habit. Very difficult to break the habit. Very toughest job is breaking the habit. Because to break wrong habitual error of what I am not needs more and more and more of dwelling. That is why, Swami Paramatma used to say, when you chant this Nirvana Shatkam, what I am not is present in three lines. What I am is said in only one line. Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham, one line. What I am Chidananda Rupaha Shivaha Aham Shivaha Aham, one line. What I am not, every verse, the six verses. In every verse, what I am not, isn't it? Is presented in three lines. One line one says what I am. Why? Because it is very important to know what I am not also. Therefore, this person, when he understands from the teacher, Aham Brahma Asmi, and he has to dwell upon constantly what I am. Therefore, Nirantaram Vimrushata, having understood from the teacher the Swarupam of one's own, the Brahman being one's own Swarupam, when the person constantly dwells upon that Brahman, how does he dwell upon that Brahman? Being disturbance free, tranquil minded, when a person dwells upon that Brahman, the qualification also is implied. Now, Nirvyaja Shantatmana Bhutva, being tranquil, serene minded, a disturbance free minded, when a person dwells upon the Atma, then what happens? Definitely he discovers this fact, does not discover, okay, discovers the fact that I am the self, I the self, I am the consciousness Brahman, I am the Brahman, the only reality, there is no second reality other than me, the whole prapancha is in fact me, you know, that fact becomes very clear, then what happens for him? Bhutam bhaticha dushkrutam pradahata samvinmaye pavake. Okay. I'm sorry, I'll do it tomorrow because we had to go for Swamiji's. Swamiji's will come anyway. Only one thing I want to say. Then this prarabdha, this agami sanchita karmas are all not for the Atma. Then what about the Prarabdha? This Prarabdhaya Samarpitam. He leaves his body for Prarabdha. Why? With objectivity. To give one's body to go through whatever is ordained by Prarabdha. I am not affected by Prarabdha. This body object to Prarabdha. Whatever is the body, no, what parabdha, whatever is the parabdha, parabdhaya body is given to the parabdha with objectivity. I am not affected. Okay, I think this last line we'll do tomorrow because I don't want to squeeze in now. It needs explanation, but definitely tomorrow I'm sure I can cover all the three.